This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 7th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing has announced its official sales totals for 2007, and they're impressive. Total airliner sales finished at 1,413 net orders. Just in 2007, Boeing added 369 more sales to the growing order book for its new 787 Dreamliner. Even after the plane's first scheduled flight and entry into service were pushed back 6 months to accommodate supply chain issues, sales continued rolling in. As noted by Boeing Commercial Airplanes President and CEO Scott Carson, quote, "Our customers understand the issues, and market acceptance of our products and services has been nothing short of remarkable," unquote. Airbus will release its own 2007 totals on January 16th, and EADS CEO Louis Gallois is known for his own entertaining spin on competition in his industry. We'll keep you posted. Eastern Orthodox Christmas was celebrated by Russians on Sunday, but it was a somber occasion for some residents of Kodiak and Homer, Alaska. The Anchorage Daily News reports a chartered Piper PA-31 Navajo chieftain carrying a pilot and 9 Russian old believers to a holiday celebration in Homer crashed during an attempt to return to Kodiak Airport after takeoff on Saturday afternoon. The plane went down in icy harbor waters near the airport. The pilot and 5 passengers died, while 4 survivors were rescued by a nearby seaplane pilot who came to their aid after following the unfolding drama on his comm radio. NTSB and an engineer from Piper are reportedly on scene. A survivor told investigators on Sunday that the door to a nose baggage compartment popped open just before the crash. The aerodynamic implications are being examined, but NTSB investigator Clint Johnson told the paper, quote, "This does not signal an end to our investigation of the crash by any means," unquote. The pilot, 50-year-old Robin Starrett, was employed by Servant Air, based at Kodiak. Spokesman Ted Panamariov described the former Coast Guard helicopter pilot as, quote, "very humble, very caring, very detail-oriented, very precise in the way he did things. He was an excellent family man, excellent co-worker," unquote. Stop me if you've heard this one before. An airline passenger on an international flight is feared to have contaminated 44 fellow passengers with multidrug-resistant tuberculosis, but this time it's a 30-year-old woman from India. Officials at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control say she flew from New Delhi to Chicago on American Airlines Flight 293 on December 13th, then on to California aboard a domestic flight. Reuters reports that unlike the symptom-free Atlanta lawyer who caused a similar ruckus last year, the Indian woman had sought treatment after suffering fever, chest pain, and coughing up blood. CDC officials say anyone seated within 2 rows of the woman and crew members on both flights should get checkups immediately, with follow-ups in 8 to 10 weeks. Police sources in Toronto tell the CanWest News Service a 20-year-old man who ran past security at Pearson International faces multiple criminal charges but may suffer from mental illness. Peel Regional Police say the man ran past a screening checkpoint in Terminal 1 about 9 a.m. Friday morning and made his way onto an Air Canada plane. After a verbal confrontation with the pilot, he then reportedly ran back toward pursuing security officers and was arrested. Police say it was not clear whether the man had a ticket for any flight. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you about these stories. NASA says we're looking now at least January 24th for the launch of the shuttle Atlantis. Is schedule pressure at NASA increasing risks? And U.S. Airways fights a lawsuit by 6 Muslim imams. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, in my weekly chat with CFI Bob Miller, find out why the basic altimeter should become the primary focus of your scan during an IFR approach. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, and Podcast Alley. And at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.